presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world, who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who walks among human beings disguised as Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. As our story opens, Kent has been called into editor Perry White's private office. White has another visitor with him, a little silver-bearded old man who is immediately introduced to Kent. Listen.
Oh, come in, Kent. I want you to meet an old friend. Professor A.B. Thorpe. Professor, this is Clark Kent, my star reporter.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, sir. How do you do, young man?
Sit down, Kent. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Now then, do you know anything about ichthyology?
Ichthyology? No, I can't say that I do.
Well, Professor Thorpe will explain.
Well, to put it simply, Mr. Kent, ichthyology, as you probably know, is the study of fish. In my case, the deep sea variety.
Now, then you're the Professor Thorpe who's invented a new type of bathysphere, sort of a deep-sea diving bell?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's why I called you in, Kent. The professor sails from Key West tomorrow to the island of San Monacan in the Caribbean Sea. He's going to do research on the tropical marine life in those waters.
And you want me to get a feature story in the expedition?
Well, I'm more interested in the bathysphere itself. From what I hear, there's nothing like it in the whole world.
Oh, now you're exaggerating, Perry. But it does contain a few new ideas.
Suppose you tell Kent about it right now, Professor.
Well,
and take notes on the story as you talk.
Yes. What's it like, sir? What are the new features you've invented?
Well, for one thing, my bathysphere allows men great freedom of movement at the very bottom of the sea.
Uh-huh.
Well, just imagine a fully equipped scientific laboratory at the ocean bed.
Uh-huh.
Equipped with a system of safety doors allowing divers to walk right out onto the floor of the ocean. Deeper than man had gone before.
I see. About how far down can you go with your bathysphere?
Oh, easily a quarter of a mile.
Hey, that's pretty good.
The bathysphere is my life's work, Mr. Kent. And it represents a life savings. If anything should ever happen to it, I don't know how I'd ever manage to build another.
Excuse me, Professor.
Surely.
City desk, White. Oh, hello, Sloan. What is it? What? You don't say. Left Key West this morning. Well, that's impossible. Telephone back for a confirmation. You've already done that, and the story is confirmed. Oh. Professor, I've got bad news for you.
What is it, Perry? I heard you say something about Key West. That's where my ship, the Juanita, is docked.
You mean that's where your ship was docked?
What happened, Mr. White?
Why do you say that, Perry? What do you mean?
That telephone call was from Sloan, yes. Our teletype editor. We've just received word on our news ticker that your ship sailed from Key West a few hours ago.
The Juanita sailed? That's impossible. It can't be. There's some mistake.
There's no mistake. We have a confirmation from the Key West Authority.
But we were scheduled to leave until tomorrow. Juanita couldn't leave without me. Where could she have gone?
Don't you have any idea, Professor?
Well, Mr. Kent, I don't know anything about this. I don't know what to say. The bathysphere was on board. All our equipment, all my private papers and charts,
everything. Mr. White, that ship has been stolen.
You're
stolen?
Right. I'll notify the Coast Guard. They'll stop her before she gets far.
No, please. I won't have the police drawn in.
Why not, Professor?
I don't want that sort of publicity. I couldn't stand it.
Well, in that case, there's nothing we can do.
Oh, yes, there is, Mr. White. I have an idea.
What is it, Kent?
Is the Daily Planet seaplane still moored in the bay?
Yes.
Well, let me take it and pilot Professor Thorpe to Key West. We could overtake the Juanita before she gets far out to sea.
Mr. Kent, that's a lifesaver. It's the only solution. Now, please, Perry.
An idea.
Well, it is my only chance to straighten this mess out without publicity. Perry, you have just got to help me.
Now, relax, Professor, relax. Of course I'll let you have the plane. Kent will fly you down there immediately.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Perry. Thank you so much. Come along, Mr. Kent. Hurry, right, because there's no time to lose. We must get underway at once.
Look, there's the Juanita below us.
Are you sure, Professor?
Oh, absolutely. We're sufficiently low to make out enough detail.
Ship for reckoning.
Look there on the bridge. That must be Captain Maddox. Look, that bandage on his head.
He sees us. He's waving up at us.
Ah, there, you see. I knew the ship wasn't stolen.
I guess you're right. Well, we'll land. I'll put the plane down in the water close by.
All right.
Here we go.
Kent, for heaven's sake.
No danger, Professor. Just hold tight. Well, here we are. Now we just wait here for your captain to send over a small boat to pick us up.
Yes, and when I see him, he's going to get a piece of my mind. I want a complete explanation of this business.
Yes, he has a lot of explaining to do.
Kent, I say, can you see what those sailors are doing at the ship's rail?
Well, I guess they're launching the small boat. I can... No. Great Scott, they've wheeled a gun up on deck.
What's that, a gun?
Yes, a small cannon that...
Why, Sylvie?
Oh, Professor Thorpe, it's being aimed straight at us. Look, you'd better stand up there near the motor in plain sight. Yell for them not to shoot.
Oh, bless my soul, indeed I had. Captain Meredith, stop that. Don't fire. It's I, Professor Thorpe. Can't they don't seem to hear me.
You're right, sir. They're getting ready to fire. They have fired. Oh, Scott, they almost hit us.
Well, they only missed the fire a few feet. Did you see a splash in the water there?
Yes, and they've reloaded for another shot.
You
get down.
Are they mad?
Jump, Professor, jump! Professor Thorpe! Why, he hasn't come up. Great Scott, I hope he wasn't hit by that shell. Well, this is where Clark Kent gives way to Superman, and quickly.
I'll have to work fast. Dive down after him. Here goes. Down. Down faster. No tackle. It's the life at stake. Where is he? Hard to see through this murky water. Hold on. What's that? It looks like... Yes, it is. Professor Thorpe sinking to the bottom. He must have struck his head when he fell. Ah, got him. Now to bring him to the surface. Up. Up. Up.
I'm above the surface now. Thorpe's still unconscious. Fortunately, the coast is clear. Sailors are all on the other side of the ship where our plane went down. I'll have to take Thorpe on board. Up, up, and away!
Kent.
Professor, you all right?
Yes, I suppose so. I swallowed a little water. But what happened, Kent? How did you get me on board?
Well, after I found you in the water, I pulled you over to the side of the ship. I found a rope and brought you up here on deck. A little first aid treatment and... Huh? Here you are.
I see. Oh, Kent, I'm grateful. Someone's coming this way.
Yes. A man with a bandaged head, wearing the captain's uniform.
Yes, that's Captain Maddox. Maddox! Maddox! Come over here!
Well, I'll be... Professor Thor... Were you on that seaplane I just sank?
Yes, of course I was. Don't tell me you didn't recognize me.
Word of honor, Professor. I'd never have shot at you if I had.
You had no business firing on anyone, Maddox. And why did you report without me?
Why, I was only following your instructions.
My instructions? Confound it. What on earth are you talking about?
Your telegram, sir, ordering me to sail from Key West without you.
But I
never... And to fire on any craft that tries to stop us.
Maddox, now one of us is insane. I never sent you any such message.
Well, I got it. Got it right here in my pocket.
Kent, I can't make head or tail of this.
Just a moment, Professor. Captain, you say you've got that telegram handy?
Sure have, sir. Here. Read it for yourself.
Thank you. He's right, Professor.
What?
Listen to this.
Well, what does he say?
Captain Maddox, proceed to San Monacan without me.
What?
Strict orders to fire on any craft attempting to stop you.
But
We'll explain later. Signed, A.B. Thorpe.
I never sent that telegram.
Somebody sent it, sir. I got
it. It's an outrage. It's a forgery of my name.
I'm sorry, sir. I've got to get back to the bridge. Engine room's calling.
All right. Keep right on your course, Maddox, and come to my cabin as soon as you get free for a moment. Wait a moment. What happened to your head? Why's it bandaged?
Just a little accident, sir. Nothing serious.
It looks serious, but you can tell me about it later. Come along, Kent. We'll go to my cabin.
Okay, Professor. Say, what do you make of that telegram?
I don't know, Kent. But it may mean that we're in for peck of trouble. Someone's evidently trying to get hold of this boat.
Well, who do you think it might be?
I haven't the faintest idea.
How about Maddox? Are you sure he's trustworthy?
No question about it. He came to me with the highest recommendation.
Well, Professor, I'm sure Maddox is mixed up in this.
Why do you say that?
Well, look at the evidence. Who took the ship out of port? Maddox. Who gave the orders to fire on us with murderous intent? Maddox again.
Well, I...
And his only explanation is the telegram he claims to have received.
Well, isn't that sufficient proof of his innocence?
No, sir, it's not. He could have sent that telegram to himself.
Kent, if you're correct, Maddox meant to kill us both.
That's the way it adds up, Professor.
Good heavens. Oh, here we are. This is my cabin.
Oh.
Come in, Kent.
No. Hold on a moment.
Well, Kent, what's the matter?
It might be nothing at all, but listen to that sound, that tapping.
Yes. Yes, it seems to be coming from beneath the floor.
What's down there, Professor?
The hold of the ship. Storerooms, motors. Kent, you don't suppose...
That tapping is a signal, Professor. I'm sure of it. Listen. And three short ones, three long ones, and three short ones over and over again.
But Kent, that's the Morse code.
Morse code for SOS. That means help. Come on, Professor. We've got to get down into the hold of that ship. Somebody needs help.
Yes, yes, but who could it be?
Well, that's what we've got to find out. Lead the way, Professor, quickly.
Gathering mystery on board the Juanita. A frantic SOS for help. Who is the prisoner in the ship's hold? Will he reveal the sender of the telegram that almost caused the death of Professor Thorpe? Is Kent right? Is Captain Maddox the culprit? If so, why is he trying to seize the science ship? Into what grave dangers is the Juanita sailing? Listen in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.